Delivering the news and information that affects you. 600 WMT.
Here on the WMT Morning Show, it is 627, 44 degrees at Broadcast Park, joined by Joshua McNary. He's the founder and the marketing designer. I always do this, don't I, Joshua?
Marketing technologist
for McNary Marketing and Design. I talked to you enough. I should be. I'm just going to start writing it down. So if we meet for lunch or something like that, or if I see you on the street, I'll just call you. Hey, Joshua McNary, marketing technologist for McNary Marketing and Design.
I could write it across my forehead, too, if you'd like.
That'd be like bad decisions, Rob Lowe, wouldn't it? Bad decisions, right, Joshua McNary. Hey, we're talking about this study that's out. This study was done by the IHL Group. And it's really kind of interesting. It talks about Wi-Fi in-store and customer loyalty. What did this find?
It found out that roughly one-third of retailers that were studied in this survey said that they had a big uptake in customer loyalty and sales when you had in-store Wi-Fi available.
Really?
A 2% increase in sales is what they quoted here.
Okay. See, that's kind of an interesting thing, because I know that when I go somewhere, I always am looking for Wi-Fi on my phone. You know, if I'm going to a restaurant, or even if I'm going to the grocery store or something like that, I'm looking to hook up on Wi-Fi. But having that, I mean, did they give any sort of ideas what kind of, you know, what it means as far as the budget? Does it offset the cost of the Wi-Fi for them?
Well, I don't know. They didn't give exact numbers here, but I just was thinking about it. $100,000 in sales, 2% would be $2,000. You start doing the math on this, depending on how big of a business you are, and the cost of implementing this could outweigh. The benefit of it could outweigh the cost of it very quickly.
Okay. Now, this is interesting, because I know that, what this would seem to indicate is that there's the ability to maybe reach out a little bit more to people who are in store. What kind of things can stores do in order to capture more customers as they're walking through using in-store Wi-Fi?
Well, beyond just the potential in sales, from an employee standpoint, an employee who has good access to Wi-Fi, the study actually goes so far as to say that an employee that's connected via the internet could kind of jump up to be one of the best salespeople, or emulate your best salespeople in certain scenarios, because they have information that they can provide the customer right when the customer needs it. And I thought that was really compelling, to say that you could basically make your employees super employees by having Wi-Fi. but it's more the idea that they're providing information and they have access, say, to inventory information or that review on the internet about the product.
Right. Now, this is what also makes this interesting, is that there's also downfalls. It wasn't discussed in the article or the IHL study, but what are the potential pitfalls of going to and using somebody's Wi-Fi network? Like, say, for example, if you walk into a Target or a Hy-Vee or something like that.
Sure. Well, from the store's perspective, there's a concern about showrooming. You're coming to the store, checking out a product, and then go buying it on Amazon. That's a big concern, but this study is trying to counter that generally by saying, hey, no, you actually get a lot of benefit from it. The other side for a consumer is, when you're on a public network, you always must be very careful, as it's possible people can see what you're doing. They can intercept your traffic, especially if you go, say, to Target or the library or wherever you're at publicly and you connect to the wrong network. You always want to make sure that you go to the published network for a store. Usually, you ask a representative, they'll be able to tell you which network is the official one.
Okay, that makes sense. And you know what? This is something that's really kind of reasonable when you start thinking about it. Joshua McNary is a marketing technologist with McNary Marketing and Design. He's a founder over there. And this interesting study from IHL Group saying that if you offer Wi-Fi in store, it actually increases the loyalty of the individual. How did they give a sense of how they measured loyalty? Is it repeat sales, or was it people coming back, or did they just ask that question in the study?
Well, again, they didn't really get to that specifically, at least in my reading. But what they were implying was that, say, you're in a restaurant, or some kind of hospitality market,
okay,
you're going to stick around a little bit longer and buy that extra scissor because you're working on Wi-Fi when you're there, or you have the ability to go on Wi-Fi.
Okay. That may, and you know what? That really makes sense to me, because that's something that, you know, I do. Stick around just a little. I'll have the cheesecake, because you know what? I can sit here and I can Instagram.
Absolutely.
Like,
and I'll just note one more thing.
Yeah.
Also, when you have these networks, you can actually track more information. So things like, how many people or phones have walked into this location, and how many have they been here before?
Oh, okay.
And that's really interesting. And so over time, you'd be able to figure out some customer data based on some of the thoughts you were starting to raise there.
Okay. Hey, Joshua, one last question for you that's sort of off subject, but I've been curious about. Have you noted any usage of e-beacons around here at all?
Yes, good question. So that is quasi-related to this.
Yeah.
These beacons are kind of little spots that will specifically send messages or information to customers when they pass a particular store. And I have not seen much use of it in this area. And this study actually notes use of it as part of one of the things in the stack of technology, but it's very low. I think it might have been the lowest thing on the list, you know, generally as well.
Okay, that'll be interesting to see how that's used in the upcoming years. You can find out more from Joshua McNary, the marketing technologist and founder of McNary Marketing Design, at McNary.me, or you can follow him at Twitter, at McNary, McNary. Joshua, have a great Wednesday, getting over the hump and toward the weekend. All right, my man?
Thanks, Doug. Thanks for having me.
All right, take care. 6:33.